This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I listen, people, if you missed the last hour, you really missed something. So let me direct you. By the middle of this week, you will be able to go to travelers411.com, click on the navigation bar on podcast, and you can download and take us with you. And you'd be looking for hour one of the April 30, 2017 show. I had on Michelle Buttigieg. She's the representative to the U.S. for Malta Tourism Authority, and we're talking about, well, she just came back a couple of weeks ago, so I thought it'd be a good time to have her on. She has not yet seen the film, The Promise. You have got to get out and see it. Very little of the film is about Malta, but Malta comes in at the hero as the hero to save the day, wrapped into the film. And there's one little spot where you look over the shoulder of the French captain of a warship around the time of World War One. And if you, when you're looking at the screen, you look to the left over the shoulders of the people talking, and you will see Fort St. Angelo and in Malta. And for all of you who have been listening for weeks, especially listening to all the interviews we did while we were in Malta the first week in March this year, you must all feel like, you know, people, insiders in the know. Because I bet if you polled the theater, most of the people watching the film never heard of Malta. It truly is one of those best-kept secrets in the travel industry, and we're doing our best to change that. Because this is a destination in the Mediterranean, and you can see why, because of its strategic location, people coming in, the French on the ships coming in from Malta, were able to come in and save the day. And it's a remarkable film. Really, well done. Well done. Beautiful photography. A good script. Great acting. And a story. And it's a true story, which makes it even more poignant. So, Michelle was also telling us the coming attractions for 2018 when the European capital and Malta have been named the cultural city of the EU. And there's so much going on. My gosh, her list was never ending. So you might want to check out Valletta2018.org. And you'll find a link in the show notes at sabrams.com when you go there. So meantime, the first thing I thought about when I walked out of the movie theater was, I've got to get to Narsi Kalamata. Narsi is Maltese. He lives continually in Malta. He is a film producer. He's an actor. And I have to tell you, he's a very well-known actor, because everywhere we went with him over a two-day period in Malta, people recognized him from being a key actor in a TV series. And you know, we'd go into restaurants and stuff, and either people would come over and say hello, or they would be sitting across the restaurant whispering behind their hand and kind of politely trying to point, if there is a way to do that, like, look who's over there. I felt like I was out with Elvis. It was very cool. So he's the first one I thought of when I saw the film, The Promise, and it talked about, you know, the next thing that was happening from Malta. And I thought, well, he's the man to talk to, because if he doesn't know the answer, he knows who to ask to get the answer. And so I sent him an email and just yesterday, and we were able to connect. We have him live on the phone from Malta, and we're going to talk with him right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show, brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, presenting Jaws in concert at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts on Sunday, June 18th at 8 p.m. Join Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops as they perform in the Koussevitzky Music Shed on the grounds of Tanglewood, the entire score in sync with one of the greatest motion pictures of all time. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I am thrilled to have on the line with me Narcy Kalamata, which I hasten to add, like the olive. What, was your family ever in the olive business?
Never. Kalamata is a Greek name, and I get the Kalamata from 500 years ago when the Knights of Malta came over from the island of Rhodes in Greece. And brought over two administrators, one a naval engineer, who were called Kalamata. And they stayed on, and I am a descendant.
How do you like that? That's very cool. So I gave you yet again another homework assignment. Forgive me. I've got you up to your eye teeth.
Very pleasant one.
In all kinds of projects because of my sharing with you things that the world needs to have and I know you could make happen in the best possible
way.
Very
pleasant. I have not seen the film.
Oh,
the
you
Promise.
Have to. You have to. You have to. You have to.
Because it came out first in the United States on the 21st of April. It will come out in Malta in 1 week's time.
Oh, good. Line up
and
now.
I'm going to see it because of the research I did on it. I phoned up my good friend Jean-Pierre Borg at the Malta Film Commission, and he told me about the activity of Terry George, the writer-director of The Promise, when they were shooting in Malta with all the young stars, including Christian Bale, Oscar Isaac.
He was wonderful. They were both wonderful.
Yes.
And the woman,
Charlotte Le Bon.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yes. And Angela Sarafian, or Sarafian, I don't know how she pronounces, who is Armenian.
Oh, for heaven's
sakes.
How
important is this Armenian thing? Well, the whole film is a love story, a love triangle in an exotic country, which is Turkey, in the turn of the century, 1915, when there was the First World War, the Great War, 1914-1918, the Turks took advantage of the situation, and to carry on their fight with the Russians, they cleared an area which was a country in its own right, with a people, an ancient people, called the Armenians. And they'd killed 1.5 million Armenians in 1 year.
Dear God.
And this is a secret that is never mentioned. Now, Terry George was doing this as a mission because he was given a script. He didn't know anything about the Armenian genocide, and the G word is never mentioned by politicians because it's a diplomatic incident. Obama promised before he became president to mention this and recognize this genocide. And then when he was president, he said, I still have the same opinion, personal opinion, but as a president, you know, he cannot mention it because he would create a diplomatic incident
with Turkey,
with the Turkish government, right, where there are a lot of American interests.
Yeah, not too bad.
Funnily enough, a year ago, I put a question to the director of the film Midnight Express that was made in Malta. Midnight Express was made in Malta in 1977.
Yeah.
And it was the story of this American boy,
who
Billy
lived
Hayes
on Long Island. I think he came from, those of you listening on stations in the New York area, if you know the New York area well, his name was Billy something. And he,
Billy Hayes.
That's it.
H-A-Y-E-S.
Listen, I remember reading it in Newsday, the newspaper of Long Island. He lived, I think, in Babylon, Long Island. I forget the town, but it was somewhere. If it wasn't Babylon, it was near Babylon. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me on this cliffhanger. Nothing like true stories. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide a live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Narcy Kalamata from Malta is on the line with me. For those of you who haven't listened recently and are not up to date on Malta, we went to visit Malta the first time in May of 2001. And the only reason we visited was that we were on a cruise ship in the Mediterranean Sea. And we were cruising from Lisbon in Portugal to, I don't remember what the last stop was. I don't think it was round trip. It might have been round trip Lisbon. But somewhere along the way, we stopped for a day in Malta. So after breakfast, everybody got off the ship. And we took a little boat somewhere, and we wound up in Valletta. And we were with the group that I was an invited guest of Holland America Cruise Line, because I was second in command of a $1.5 billion company, and they were doing a kind of incentive trip. It was kind of a recognition for their best customers. And so I was representing our company, and it was a 12-day Mediterranean cruise. And it was just done so beautifully. And we got to Malta, and I fell in love with everything we saw, everything we did, and it was so frustrating to have to get back on the ship at the end of the day. So if you, like me, have been to Malta for a day because of some excursion you were on, either off a ship or you were in Sicily and you went over for the day and then you took a boat back to Sicily, nah, you got to go back. We were there for 5 days. We didn't scratch the surface. I have to go back. We missed so much. But I met along the way Narcy Kalamata, who, if you haven't been listening until this moment, is a film producer. He is a film director. He is an actor. He's acted in plays and in film and in movies, in TV. He's very well known, especially in Europe. And I had the privilege of spending 2 days with him when we were in Malta, as he took us around to visit things. And so when I saw the film this week, The Promise, which you must see, it is based on the true story of what happened in Armenia when the Turks decided that the world could be better for the Turks if the Armenians didn't exist. It is a beautifully done film that is bittersweet, but the hero in the film is related to Malta, because it's an American journalist who winds up in Malta. And I don't want to give you too much because I want you to see the film. But he's exiled from Turkey in order to save his life from being executed. And because he's been writing about what's been going on in Armenia because of the Turks. And the Turks don't like that. And they throw him in jail and they want to kill him. But he manages, through a series of events you'll learn about in the film, they exile him and he's thrown out of Turkey and he's sent to Malta. So some of the film is filmed in Malta, but I need to remind you, if you weren't listening in the first hour, some of it's filmed in Lisbon, in Sintra, both in Portugal. Some of it's filmed in Spain. Some of it's filmed in the Canary Islands, also part of Spain. And, of course, part of it is filmed in Malta. And who would know better or get the answers I'm looking for than my good friend Narcy Kalamata, who's on the line with us. So with the help of Jean-Pierre Borg, is he related to Monica Borg, whose family owns Tchench?
No, Borg is the most common surname here.
Okay. And he's the head of the Malta Film Commission.
Well, he's one of the administrators there.
Okay.
So anyway, what he told me was this, that the promise caused a diplomatic incident with the government of Turkey, the same that had happened in 1977 when I was studio boss there and we made the movie Midnight Express, the Billy Hayes story, who was in prison for about 9 years in Turkey.
And this poor, he was like 19 years old. I was living on Long Island at the time. Newsday, the newspaper of Long Island, was reporting on it. I think his family lived in Babylon, if I'm not mistaken. It wasn't far from where we lived. We lived in Smithtown, both in Suffolk County, Long Island. And
now,
this poor
English
dumb bunny.
Director, Sir Alan Parker, was not allowed to shoot it in Turkey, of course, because it shows them in a bad light. The Greeks did not want him to shoot it in Greece, not to create a diplomatic incident. And so he shot it entirely in Malta.
Huh.
Midnight Express, a cult movie won Best Film Oscar. And the Prime Minister of the day wrote to me as head of studio and said, what can we do to avoid these incidents? I said, nothing. We should show the courage that we are not scared of showing such scandals. And again, this time around, the promise last year, 2016, came to Malta to shoot certain special scenes, and we were not afraid to mention the genocide of the Armenians in 1915. You see, Pope Francis last year in Armenia used the G word, genocide, and Turkey withdrew its ambassador from the Vatican.
Oh,
so this film, The Promise, is going to take the lid off a long-hidden scandal of the first genocide in the 20th century.
Wow.
Even Adolf Hitler had said, who remembers the Armenians when he started the massacre in Poland? You see, he was hoping that
everybody would forget.
His atrocities will not be remembered by history. So far, the Turks have managed to keep this thing not like an unspoken secret. Everybody knows about it. And they put in prison all the journalists or authors who dare mention it or call it a genocide. Yet Malta, once again, showed the courage to host Terry George, who became famous for taking the lid off the genocide in Rwanda with his film Hotel Rwanda.
Oh, I love that film.
Yes.
Well, and
Terry George is saying, hey, I am not doing a blockbuster movie with a lot of CGI here. I'm doing a reality movie. It's a love story.
All right, well, hang on a minute.
The background is, of course, the genocide.
We need to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back. We'll have lots
of
more time. And I got to follow up with you with Hotel Rwanda. I tried to track down the guy, the real guy, who was the general manager of the hotel in Hotel Rwanda. He lives in Belgium somewhere. And I couldn't find him. Maybe you can help me. Stay with me, everybody. Don't go away. Stephanie Abrams here.
I'll try.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Narsi Kalamata is very much like an onion. You know, you peel the layer back. There's another layer. You peel the layer back. It's another layer. You know, just keep peeling.
And it's still an onion.
But yes, but it's the part that brings the flavor of the food to life. So he is on the line with us live from Malta in the Mediterranean. And I'm so glad I went to see the film The Promise, which is a true story based on the horror that was inflicted upon the Armenian people by the Turks during the period around World War I. And the film is, it's a beautiful film, and you really need to go and see it. And it is, it's well written, it's well acted, the cinematography is excellent. And part of it I identified as actually being in Malta, although it was filmed in about five different countries. And by the way, for those of you living on Long Island, I'm going to try to connect with the reverend of a church in Cold Spring Harbor, not far from Huntington, Long Island. And for people who live on Long Island, it's pronounced Huntington, not Huntington. You can always tell the people who just moved in. Now, I was a Long Islander for a good period of my life. And there's a church there that they make you think is in Turkey. That's in Cold Spring Harbor, Long Island, New York. It's about, how far is it from Huntington to New York City? About 40 miles? Yeah, it's about 40 miles from New York City. And it's a lovely area because Cold Spring Harbor is right on the water. And I don't know if the restaurant is still there. There used to be a place there called the Thatched Cottage, and it looked like a big, giant, tall, long Irish cottage with a thatched roof. And it was a place that if you were going to have a birthday party or an event, it was a good place to have it. Food was good. I don't know if they're still there. I lived there a long time ago. But anyway, it's a wonderful place to live and certainly a lovely place to visit. But it was odd to me with all this stuff that was filmed in Europe, with all the churches in Europe, for goodness sake, that they wound up filming this scene in the church in Cold Spring Harbor, Long Island, New York. It just seemed odd to me. Okay, so the two things I want to talk about with you, Narsi, before we get into, I want to talk a little bit about the film Hotel Rwanda. That's a film that I've seen five or more times, but I've never seen the whole film because there are too many scenes where I close my eyes and I put my hands over my face because there are some very bloody, horrible, gory scenes in that film.
That is very true.
Yeah,
and Teddy George mentions this, and he said this time round he didn't want to show the absolute disgusting scenes of the genocide. Mm. So when you see the effect of the genocide in the background of the love story, you see that the genocide is done already. You see a lot of corpses on the floor.
Or there's a scene where the people look like they came from a concentration camp in World War II, where they're just skin and bones.
Yes. And the beautiful thing about it is that when they were shooting in Malta, Malta today is the Hollywood of the Mediterranean because we have this special facility of the filming tanks, and they built only part of the battleship.
Oh, how about
and
that?
The full-size boats with real people go to climb onto the battleship. And when there is dialogue, so you can't do that in open sea, and besides, you can't get a real World War I battleship, all right? So they just built one third of a side of a battleship where there is the gangway, and they climb there and talk, and there is a little bit of action. While they were doing the water scenes in Malta, and the actors were saving the orphan children of the escaping refugees in the Mediterranean that week, refugees were drowning off their dinghies,
off
their inflatable boats, trying to run away from North Africa on the way to Italy, passing by Malta in the very same week this was happening. That's why Terry George is feeling, you know, he is such a missionary in this that the producers have decided that 100% of all proceeds of the film The Promise will go to charities like Amnesty International.
Wow.
So the film is a pleasant love story with a love triangle, then it becomes a quadrangle. The background is very nasty, but we see very little of that. Mostly we see the foreground, which is this love story. And the beautiful thing about it is one of the actresses is Armenian.
And which one is it?
Of Armenian descent.
Which one?
Descent. The one that I gave you an option on.
Of her name, I know. And do you know which character she
Angela
plays?
Angela Serafian or Serafian. Serafian, right? Angela Serafian, the tall, dark beauty. And she speaks in the promotion on the movie of how her grandmother recounted these terrible scenes of the extermination of the Armenian people, this genocide. And, you know, she is chuffed by the idea. She's very American today, right?
Oh, but she was the one. Okay. What's his name? Isaac? Oscar? What's his name?
Oscar Isaac.
Right.
That's
okay.
The part of the Armenian who is promised to marry
her. Right.
The rich girl, the daughter of the richest man in the very small Armenian village.
That's.
And he goes to study medicine in Istanbul, and then he gets involved with this French girl.
Right. Well, he is betrothed to her, and it's the dowry that helps him to go on to medical school. She was lovely in the film. And it's interesting that she's the one that. So when you see the film, people, the actress with the Armenian background is the one that is betrothed to the fellow who goes off to Istanbul to become a doctor. And it's a remarkable film. It's very well done.
And that's why it's called The Promise. You know,
right.
Will he or will he not keep the promise? We won't give them the spoiler.
Yeah.
All right?
But she's
will he
not,
or will he not,
but she's not
keep the promise?
But she's.
And go back to the little village to find his first sweetheart. Or will he stay with the European girl?
Now, she is Armenian born. She was born. I just went to IMDb.
Of Armenian parents.
No. It says she was born June 30th, 1983, in Yerevan, Armenia. And
really?
She's now. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And she's now American.
So, how does she sound so American?
Well, you know, you come long enough, you know, early enough in your life. And, you know, generally speaking, if you're before 12, 13 years old, you can lose whatever accent you arrive with. If you arrive when you're 15, 16, 17, something happens in the brain and it's not so easy to, you'll learn the other language, but you'll still have an accent with it. It's an oddity. The younger you come, the easier it is.
So the beauty of Malta, it is so photogenic, and they changed East Street in Valletta into a Turkish market. And my wife drives me around, and she told me one day, oh, you must go and see that street. I will take you there. And when we got there, they were filming and they stopped us. I got out of the car. I couldn't believe my eyes. I know the street like the back of my hand. They changed it completely with false shop fronts, tents, and all sorts of paraphernalia selling typical Turkish ware. Incredible. Incredible.
I know.
You could tell you are in traditional, you know, old-style Turkey.
Well, it's funny because we were in Karlovy Vary, in, I guess it's in the Czech Republic, and we were on the streets where they filmed last holiday with Queen Latifah and Gerard Depardieu in the street where they set up the market every week. You know, we walked there. It's fabulous. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Narsi Kalamata, live from Valletta in Malta, where he lives. It is wonderful that his background in film production and directing and producing and acting and all that good stuff made him the perfect person for me to reach out to get information on the film The Promise, which is in theaters now. And if you miss it, watch for it on whatever. I'm sure it'll be on HBO and Netflix and Redbox and all those good people that you can follow up with. And it's probably one of those films that I'm going to buy and own the DVD because it's an incredible film, and I have to see it again this week before it disappears from theaters soon, because there are things I now need to look for that I'm sure I didn't catch the first time around. The Promise, people. It's just an amazing film, and part of it was filmed in the Canary Islands, in Portugal, in Sintra, and in Lisbon. I forget where else. It's like half a dozen different places. Oh, and I mentioned earlier, there's a scene in a church, and the church is in Cold Spring Harbor on Long Island. I have Narsi on the line with me, who was telling me that he walked into a street in Valletta, and it turned out they were filming The Promise. And that street, if you happen to be going to Malta, write it down. It's East Street, overlooking the harbor. And when I asked you in the commercial break, Narsi, about East Street, you mentioned something else about going through gates and Fort St. Angelo and whatever.
At the end of East Street, you go downhill in East Street, and you go through a 200-year-old triumphal arch, which is Victoria Gate, Victoria, Queen Victoria, and you come there facing the Grand Harbor, facing the sea, where there is Fort St. Angelo, the same fortress that defended Malta against the Turks, I'll have you know.
That's right.
Against the Turks in 1565, the Great Siege of Malta. And here we are again talking about Turks, about the film The Promise, that covers that bit of terrible history when the Turks in 1915 tried to exterminate the whole people, the Armenians. And this film, The Promise, is about a love story with that background.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Not only this marketplace, but also wet weather program. They had interiors in Villa Bologna, a 120-year-old villa in Malta, and where it has interiors that unlikely to the rest of Malta. It could be with pointed arches, with onion-shaped arches, something that could be in Turkey. So there is a scene with belly dancers there.
Hold that thought with the belly dancers. Hold that thought with the belly dancers. Don't move. Stay where you are. So, you know, I wanted to talk about Hotel Rwanda before we run out of time this hour. For those of you who haven't seen it, it is worth digging out. The film's got to be at least 15, 20 years old, maybe.
It was made, Hotel Rwanda was made in 2004.
Thank you to Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.
2004. Really? It seems older than that, but all right. Hotel Rwanda...
was made by Terry George. The director was Terry George.
Okay. And...
same director of The Promise.
Yes. And it was about the mess that was left in Rwanda when...
Another genocide.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a combination of ingredients product, and when the United Nations Peacekeeping Corps decided to just pick up and leave, what they left behind was two groups of people that had been artificially created by the people who had occupied Rwanda, and they took the light-skinned Africans and called them one tribe, and they took the darker-skinned Africans, called them a different tribe. They gave the light-skinned Africans better jobs, better everything, better conditions on all levels. And the dark-skinned Africans, they treated like trash. And they set them against each other to hate one another. And it was something that was done all over the world, in India and Pakistan, in South Africa, to some degree, in Ireland, with the Northern Ireland partition.
Divide and rule.
That's it. And so they shoot at each other, and they don't shoot at the people that are occupying them. So the guy who was, it's a real person. His name is Paul something, a name that I cannot pronounce. I'm embarrassed to say. He now lives in Belgium somewhere. I spent almost 2 years trying to find him, Narcy. And I was very unsuccessful at doing it because I would have loved to have had him on the air. One was the Tutus, and I forget what the other ones were called, the other tribe, but
the Tutsi.
Yeah.
And the Hutus,
right. So.
Yeah. And the Hutus were exterminating the Tutsis.
And the guy, Paul, whatever his name is, who was the general manager of this hotel, that was a hotel that was supposed to accommodate about 110 people or something. At one point, he had close to 1,000 or more people in the hotel trying to save them. And aside from the story and everything else about it, what appealed to me as a person in travel was he used all his general manager skills as a hotelier to save the lives of all of these people by bringing them into the hotel, giving them shelter and protecting them. There wasn't enough food, there wasn't enough room, there wasn't enough anything, but he made it work. The man was a hero. But
right.
What was incredible was that he was one tribe, and I think he was the tribe that was, you know, being annihilated, and his wife was the lighter skinned whatever tribe, and they were married. And that was sort of not, within the rules of play. And so there were so many levels of interest there. If you can get to Terry George or anybody associated with that film and track down Paul, the general manager.
I would love to, man. My daughter works in Belgium, so that might be...
That's right. Wow. The Lord works in mysterious ways, and my life is filled with coincidences that cannot happen. I want to thank you so much for joining us this hour. It's always a joy to have you with us. We're flying high.
Flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.